I was a 5'8 post player, which nowadays I probably wouldn't even make it as a guard. But we played 3-on-3. It was more of a finesse type game. There wasn't the physicality that you see in today's games, but we were in shape. Coach would have us out running in the neighborhood. We would be outside running. We would run laps. We had some old medicine balls we'd have to toss around. And it was just a totally different game than what you see today.
Okay. Well, I played guard, which we had to be prepared also, just like Pat said. So we were all in it together, running and exercising, being in shape. I just couldn't shoot. We could not shoot on the guardian.
So they broke it down into defense and offense then, right?
Well, yes, but, you know, the guards did not shoot the ball. They passed it to the forwards.
Because there was no three-point back then, right?
No.
No.
Well, I played guard also because I couldn't hit the broad side of the barn. But like they said, we worked at what we did to keep the bot people from shooting. And that was our training. So as a guard, as opposed to today, the guards are the shooters now. But as a guard, we kept the forwards from shooting. And hopefully we did what we were supposed to.
I was a guard also, and I played underneath, and my job was to keep the post player from getting across the I don't even know what you call that now.
The lane,
yeah. And it was a 3-second lane, mm-hmm. and that was my job to keep that forward from getting across and shooting. And
okay, so I do have one question before we move on. So you played half court,
mm-hmm.
and then the offense were three women in, right? And then when the other team went on offense, was there a change out? Did you guys change out, or did you just switch?
If you scored,
uh-huh.
The ball would go back to the center court, center line, and the offense on the other team would get the ball. The referee would just hand them the ball,
and like taking it
their
in
offense would start then.
Okay. And we would guard. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you would switch out?
There was no switching.
No. There's no switching.
We played on our own side. There was
we
a
never
line.
Moved from that half court.
We couldn't cross the half court line.
All right. Okay.
I don't think they even have high court lines now, do they?
Well, except for back court.
Oh, okay.
You can't.
Yeah, they do for back court.
Yeah. Okay. See, it's very different, you know? Mm-hmm. So if I don't get it, other people are not going to get it. Okay, so who were your teammates? I know that you guys were all teammates, but if you want to mention anybody else.
Oh, are you going to talk to anyone before us that played?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll leave that up to them. One of y'all can.
Yeah, I played the.
I was just going to talk about Garner and Jean and the twins, Linda and Glenda.
Yeah. And so then my group, we had
Jane Johnson.
Glenda, Gail, Pat Gregory, Sandy Summerly, and Margie Arwood, and myself.
That was our starting six.
And then you and Sandy and Glenda were seniors, and Gail, that's right. And then there came Dito and Jane Johnson, Janice Ormby. Yeah.
Donna Householder.
Donna?
Yeah, Donna was younger than me.
Oh, is she? Mm-hmm. Is this? Yeah. Donna Householder, Jane Johnson, Lillian Henry, Dito, Janice Neff. I forgot about Janice Neff. Jenny Tipton, Peggy Brumlow, Pat Gregory, Sandy Summerly, Margarita. Yeah. So, wow. Brings back memories, don't it?
Okay, let's go on to, let's see. Describe what your average basketball practice was like. And then how did basketball practices change as you get closer to state? Because I know in 67 you guys won state. So I imagine probably you did a lot of preparation for that.
Generally, we would start practice with just a warm-up, and we would do what we'd call duck walk, where we'd walk the length of the gym with ankles turned in and then with ankles turned out. Jump rope 500.
That was the very first thing we had to do, 500 jumps.
Jump rope 500 times, and something I call butterflies, where we would sit with the soles of our feet together, and we would move our legs in and out. And I guess that opened the thighs or stretched the thighs.
Abductors, maybe.
Yeah, we did that.
Frog leaps.
Frog leaps. What else?
Sitting on the wall.
Yes, sitting with your back to the wall. That was awful.
See how long you could sit.
And then coach would come out and... What would we do then? Scrimmage? Work on offense and defense?
I've got...
Oh, I remember one other thing. I would have to shoot 100 baskets, left and right-handed hook shots under the goal before every practice.
I had, well, for one thing, we combined our PE class with basketball practice and lunch. We were the last class, and basketball winning was very important. Generally, we arrived at the gym, had a locker room to change, put on shorts, and started our warm-ups. And I've remembered the 500 jump ropes, passing the medicine balls, jumping, rebounding skills. The forwards would practice shooting free throws, and we helped the guards. We were guards with rebounding for them. Then Coach Johnson, principal and coach, would appear, and he changed into practice clothes. Now, he was the principal, but he put on those little short shorts. And I might add that practice was before blow dryers in hair, and we had the big hairspray, rollers yeah. every night, back-combed hairdos, wore dresses to school, hose long before pants and blue jeans. So needless to say, after practice that we sweated so much, we often returned to our classrooms with flattened hair, rumpled clothes, and we had last lunch, and the wonderful cooks often saved us the good food. And this was way before canned vegetables and boxed items. They cooked from scratch. So it was very enlightening.
Yeah.
And sometimes we didn't get a whole lot for lunch because we were the last ones to eat. And like you said, I think we had one class after practice. Most teams, I assumed, practiced other than during school. I think we were one of the few that did. And I think that was because a lot of us could not stay after school. We rode a bus, or we didn't have a way home if we stayed after school. So I think he did that out of convenience for us to be able to get to and from school.
Also, the boys practiced after school, so we couldn't both practice at the same time. And we had to walk from our classrooms over to the gymnasium, which was, it would take you at least 5 minutes to walk, and that's in rain, snow, whatever.
My freshman or sophomore year, I twisted my ankle so bad. I mean, I could not walk on it. I hobbled on one foot, hopped from school to the gym in the rain because I was too embarrassed for coach to drive me over there. I thought, I can do this.
I did have one other thing about coach when he came out. I said, this is usually where the fun began. He would instruct us to start running laps, leapfrog, sprints, just exercise to increase our stamina. And then usually we would scrimmage some, and he would work with the first team, and the assistant coach would work with the others. And all practices were very serious. It was no playing around. You did what we were supposed to do. We knew the rules, and everybody listened, followed instructions, and did what was expected.
That's right.
One thing we forgot about is the suicides. The suicides. You run the length of the court and you have to touch.
Oh, yeah.
Suicide.
Yeah.
You remember?
thought I turned that down.
It's okay.
They've covered everything. Everything that the, you know, I'm same thing stuff. You know, they've covered everything that I can recall.
And the practice is, as we got closer to tournament time, we probably scrimmaged a little bit more, but we still worked on our ball handling. We still worked on our passing. We still kept the exercises to keep our stamina up. But we did scrimmage a lot then.
Yeah, but when we were getting close to the games, he had their plays, and that we had to learn the plays. The forwards had to play their skills, and the guards had to learn how to guard. Like she would be, I don't know, Sally Smith, and I would have to learn how to guard her. I mean, that was before every game.
Yeah. And I think he was ahead of the game in that he taped some of our games. Mm-hmm. So that way he would have input on other teams that we'd played in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he had taped the game previous to our practice, then we would get to watch that game.
Yeah.
We'd get to watch that tape.
Yeah.
They didn't happen real often, but there at the last it was happening a little bit more often.
So he was used the tape.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
We didn't really see the tapes ourselves.
Occasionally.
We did occasionally. But I had that. He always scouted our opponents.
Yeah.
And that was all going on behind the scenes with people he sent to other schools to really do that.
Oh.
And not just tournament time, but we didn't really practice as hard on game day. And we would go over, I can remember going over all the details of the other team, and he'd have us doing that. And so state tournament was no different. We traveled to Murfreesboro, but Blount County had several schools with great teams at that time. We had quite a bit of competition, and so he always scheduled a road trip for us, usually to Middle Tennessee.
In the middle of winter with lots of snow.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so last question here on this section. Favorite memory, or doesn't have to be your favorite, it's just a memory that you remember real well.
My most vivid memory is the night after we won state, and us seniors got to keep the big trophy in our room. And I remember Gail and I had gone out we were celebrating, we'd gone out there at the hotel and came back in. Coach was standing there in the room, and I'm probably going to cry, but I could still see him standing in the room just gazing at that trophy, and the look that was on his face, I always remember that.
Well, favorite memory, every game, every win was great, and we didn't lose that many, but my favorite memory was probably beating Wallen. Lots of times with our big rival that we would play, and it was always so exciting to win. I just like winning.
Well, one of my favorite memories is when we did a road trip. We didn't have the opportunity to get to go out and about, I guess you might say. I mean, we wouldn't have been able to pay to go to do these things.
Mm-mm.
Whereas when we got to stay in, you remember the old hotel that we stayed in that one time? I mean, ancient. We didn't even have a bathroom, did we? We had to go in the hallway.
We shared a bathroom.
And Kenneth and Albert came.
Yeah.
And we saw them drive by the road. But that was a fun memory to see. We got to go see with Andrew Johnson's place, was it? Or something like that. And I thought that was a good opportunity for him to make that available to us, because we didn't have a lot of money back then to just go do that. And I think our road trips was fun times. We'd done things that we probably weren't supposed to do, that he didn't know about, but you can edit that if you want to. But our win, I guess, it's the best memory is to know that we played 5 games. And we toughed it out, and we were a team together.
I remember lots of things. Lots of things. I got in trouble. I had chalk thrown at me for throwing bad passes. Because I'd throw the ball the length of the court to try to get it to Pat or somebody. But I do remember, and I'm comparing it to today, this hotel, it's called the Shelbyville, mm-hmm. Old Shelbyville Hotel. And we go there all the time, and it's tore down now. But it was bad. But we weren't allowed to do anything. But we got in trouble because we went out and bought bubbles. And we stood on the end of it, faced the road, and we were blowing bubbles out at people off of the top floor. And we got in trouble over blowing bubbles. Miss Johnson caught us. Mm-hmm. And I just I don't know why I remember that, but I was just thinking, you know, today, getting in trouble, the comparison is not even, can't even compare it. For us to get in trouble for blowing bubbles, you know. Those were the good old days.
Yeah. All right. That was good. Let's take another little break.
And I hate to, but I'm going to have to leave.
Of course, yeah. I appreciate your time.
I really want to know what they say.
She said it's going to be 6 months.
I tell you what, I'll have to do because of my hearing is I'm going to put my headphones on and I'm going to listen to this all the way through again, and I'll start editing it. Once I get it edited down, I'll probably edit it down just a little bit. I can send you guys clips of it.
That'd be great. Yeah. And then if you need, will y'all still be?
Is there something you want to say before you go, though?
No. Well, I can send you.
Do you want to say one thing? I can record something here.
Yeah. This is good.
Okay. Hold on just a minute. Let me get it set up here. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Coach Johnson, I don't know if he had a college degree in psychology or what, but he knew how to pull the best out of each person. And each one of us were all different. Pat, he could make her mad and she'd play the best game she's ever played. He would hurt my feelings and I would cry. But I knew, I don't know what it did to me, but it made me play with my head, you know, and I played good. But he knew everything about each one of us, Glenda. I mean, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He knew how to pull it out the best. And I think that is a very important skill for a coach to have, to know how to get the best out of everybody. And that's what he did. And that's how we won. He knew how to get it out of us.
He knew you.
Yeah.
He would have to know his players very well to know what buttons to push, basically.
Well, see, he knew not to fuss at me, because then I would go to pieces and then I couldn't do anything. He waited till after the game. You know,
yeah.
Or in the locker room, throw a piece of chalk at me. He didn't really throw it at me. He was mad, and he just thought, because I threw, I don't know how many bad passes I had that game, but I had several.
All right, I'm going to stop that right there.
You want to get a photo before she leaves?
Oh, yes, I do. Okay.
I had really hate to leave. I really do.
Do you have time for a picture?
Huh?
Do you have time for a quick picture?
I tell you what, let's have you over on this side.
Okay.
And, okay.